Good morning. It is Thursday, September the 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin today with consecration. Let's kind of, you know, we're awake on the outside. Now let's actually get awake on the inside. That's what consecration is. That's what it's about. That's why we begin by saying, wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled From Here I Am to Who Am I? Our text is Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. Hear now the word of the Lord. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Just one verse today? I know. It's like we've come to a complete stop right here at the unburning bush, haven't we? But isn't that the point? The Bible wants what happened on its pages to keep on happening as its pages are turned. The aspiration of the inspired text is to combust into fire, right? From what I am gathering from so many of you, this is happening. Our shoes are off. We are low to the ground. We just said, Here I am, verse 4. And God is speaking. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. That was verse 10. Now, are you ready for our response? But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? That's what I would have said. You too? Who am I? It's three questions, really. Who am I? This one is filled with absurd incredulity, as in, there's no way you would be calling me to such a thing as this at such a time as this. I am no one, unqualified, not fill in the blank enough. Wrong number. Call someone else. I'm out. It's a hard pass. Who am I? You see, that first one, that was the first question, who am I? Here's the second question, who am I? This one is filled with implausible possibility, as in, God must see something in me. I don't see it, but I am willing to look deeper. Is there a superhero suit in my closet I don't yet know about? Maybe there's more to me than anyone, including me, knows. I am leaning in. It's a definite maybe. And then here's the third, who am I? Question. Who am I? This one is filled with humble consideration, as in, I'm clearly not qualified, but I did hear my name called twice. The challenge is stratospherically beyond me, and yet I am not being asked for initiative, but response. God, for whom nothing is impossible, is calling. This is not about me, but Him. I am willing. This is a where do I sign? Yes. Real faith most often moves from no to maybe to yes. From hard pass to definite maybe to where do I sign? It's why God never stops sowing into people, and also why we must never stop. To God, no means not now. Tell me more. Maybe means definitely later. Check back tomorrow. And yes means I've already ordered my uniform. The truth, as we will see in the coming days, God is not so much asking us to do something as He is calling us to become someone, someone who is deeply surrendered to Him, someone who trusts in the Lord with all their heart and leans not on their own understanding, who acknowledges Him in all their ways so He can direct their paths. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. That someone is who you most truly are in your deepest self. And so often, it's the someone, also known as your false self, that you've settled for that's in the way. Truth be told, the real reason for our reluctance is we fundamentally lack confidence in God. More specifically, God in us. It's why we need deliverance. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" So which version of who am I is it for you these days? Hard pass? Definite maybe? Where do I sign? And let's pray together now. Let's pray this prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, You are my deliverer. I hear You saying it. Exodus, over me, my family, my church, even my city. I receive it, and as You decree it, I declare it. Exodus. I receive Your deliverance from my incredulity that You would call me, from my reluctance and resistance, from my recalcitrance. There's a word. We have to be delivered, Lord, from our recalcitrance. I receive Your deliverance from my false self with its fake humility. I receive Your deliverance into my true self and my real authority in You. I receive Your deliverance into ever-deepening confidence in You and You in me. Now, let it be as You decree, for my good, for others' gain, for Your glory, as we sing, Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. You know why we need songs like that in our repertoire of worship? Because there's not a shred of me, myself, or I in that song. If you'll notice, a lot of our songs, and it's appropriate, a lot of our songs are really, they're to God, but they're kind of about us, and we're getting all the good verbs, all the action words are coming to I, me, me. And again, I'm not being critical. I'm just saying we need to sing doxology, which is glory to God, period. End of sentence. Not me, not myself, not I, not you, not us, not we. God, God, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. It's just that gets the gravity shifted off of ourselves, which is our problem, and on to the Lord. And we start revolving around Him. And anyway, that was free. Okay. Now, journal prompts today. Which version of Who Am I is it for you right now? And in what ways have you settled for a lesser version of who you know God has called you to become? That would be the false self. That would be the self of our own making. And that'll determine which who am I it is that you're living into right now. So journal that out a little bit today. We're going to sing here in a minute one of the great consecration hymns. It's called Take My Life and Let It Be. Consecrated, Lord, to Thee. It's number 586 if you want to get your thumb in the page of our hymnal. 586, Take My Life and Let It Be. Have you settled for a lesser version of who you know God has called you to become? Another name for that version is called Plan B. And the Lord is never giving up on Plan A and bringing all of us back into His Plan A, which isn't the plan for our life. It's the plan for His life in this world through our lives. You see, maybe that's not so subtle. We all kind of have grown up with, you know, spiritual law number one, which says God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. I mean, that's kind of the beginning point of how people have shared the gospel for the past 100 years, or at least 50 maybe. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. It's like, it's just a real short step from that statement to that plan looks like the American dream, whatever that has become. And the truth is that God has a plan, and it's Plan A, but it's the plan for His life in this world, through us, in us. Yes, it's for us, but it's not about us. It's about His glory, His goodness, His unbelievable character, His mercy, His justice. That's what, as it was in the beginning, that's Genesis 1 and 2, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. God is getting us back to the land flowing with milk and honey, which is the essence of his presence. That's what Exodus is about. That's what deliverance is about. Let's keep this big picture in mind. We need the big calculus of Exodus. It's deliverance, and it's deliverance from Plan B, which has made our worlds quite small to revolve around ourselves and to cause for everything around us to revolve around us. That creates a distorted version of who God made us to be. It's to deliver us into the universe where Jesus is at the center and our lives are revolving around him. In the everyday, walking around, practical world. And we're set free from the bondage to ourselves, and we're liberated to simply be lovers of God and of people. That's freedom. That's moving about doing good in the world, sowing seeds of encouragement, of mercy, of blessing. Yeah, sometimes of challenge, sometimes of rebuke, but it's all goodness. It's all from the Lord. I hope this whole concept of deliverance is settling in upon us now. We're just now, we're still in chapter 3. We got to get to chapter 40, folks, before we're done here. But these are such foundational signposts that we're covering. All right, we got to sing. Take my life and let it be consecrated. You know, deliverance is not something we can do for ourselves. It's something God has to do. Consecration is getting ourselves to the posture and the place where he can do it. 586, you ready? Four short verses, packed, power-packed with prayer. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love, at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King, always only for my King. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. It shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my God, I pour. At thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee, ever only all for thee. Amen. Well, friends, I know I'm challenging you. I hope that I'm encouraging you in the process, but I feel that you're feeling my challenge. But I believe that's where the text is leading us. We're just following the storyline. And when Moses says to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? I mean, that's our same question if we're honest. And we got to get from the who am I hard pass to the who am I just ordered my t-shirt. And that's where we're going. Okay. Listen, we're looking forward to New Room next week. I'm looking forward to seeing so many of you. We're going to have lunch together. Be sure and sign up for our lunch. And I'm leading a breakout, and I'm hoping to see some of you there. It's going to be a grand time of consecration, of transformation, of demonstration. And the rest of you who can't come, guess what? You're coming next year. And if you want to have it at home, we got it for you. We can bring it to you this year. I'll be part of some of that too. Hey, get your seeds. I've got mine. We're hitting the fields today. It's Thursday. It's a perfect day for sowing. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.